So, Mikan, this is just one example. Genomic testing in breast cancer is one in a long line of different kinds of genetic tests that you can get.
Tanya, I have a question for you. What is the difference between genomic and genetic tests?
You know, it's an important distinction. So I spoke with Randy Scott. His company is Invitae, and they make genetic tests that you can order through your doctor. And I started with that question first.
I like to think of genetics as about family. Genetics is really about the genes you inherited from your mom and dad. And so it really is the genetic makeup that runs through your family, where genomics in some ways is personal. It's your genome and how the structure and expression of that genome affects you over the course of your life, which is also affected by the environment.
Some celebrities like Angelina Jolie have been really public about their genetic testing and the treatment options that they pursued after that. How is that changing the conversation when celebrities are in on the discussion?
There was more awareness about the risk of hereditary breast cancer from women who knew that they had family events, but maybe just never quite acknowledged it or really thought about it, for whom that was an inspiration to go to their doctor and say, you know, I have breast cancer running in my family. Is it possible that I actually share this gene? And in that particular case, there's a lot that you can do to prevent the cancer from ever arising.
A lot of our listeners will have heard about take-home kits like 23andMe. Mm-hmm. Tell me how that's different from what Invitae is offering.
Yeah. So the difference is 23andMe is looking for some very common simple mutations called SNPs, single nucleotide polymorphisms. In our case, we're doing deep sequencing that allows you to look at a variety of different types of even complex mutations. For example, this is something that happened to a family member. I lost a nephew, died at the age of 28 of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy a number of years ago. And it turns out there's probably dozens of genes and thousands of mutations that can result in defects that can cause sudden cardiac death. Those are the types of diseases that we're focused on, versus a simple question of, do you have a higher risk for diabetes or heart disease?
Can I call up your company and just have that test? How does it work?
All of our tests require a physician to order. So you would have to go through your treating physician. They would order the test.
Why go through the physician? Why do you think that's important?
Genes are the fundamental particle of medicine. It is probably not the cause of every disease, but certainly involved in every disease. And one of the things that we need to do over the next decade is really teach and train physicians. And so we feel like if we don't bring the medical community along, we'll have lost a great opportunity to really impact the future in a meaningful way.
So I might have a very good primary physician, but it could have been 10 or 20 years since he took a genetics class.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
What do you already know about the challenges of integrating this into routine healthcare?
Even as I've talked to my own family members, some of them are excited about the potential of getting genetic testing. Others are like, I don't really want to know. For example, do I have a predisposition towards Alzheimer's, which we can do nothing about today?
So how do you let people choose how much information they want to get? What's the device to make that happen?
All of this is moving online. So it would be like having your own Facebook page, only medically related, where it could be only you that can see the information, and then you can let doctors at your discretion see that information, or other family members for whom it might be helpful. The implications throughout families of families helping each other to understand more about what their genetic makeup means and helping each other to eat healthier, be healthier if you're at risk for diabetes or heart conditions or disease, I think has a tremendous capability to impact healthcare.
But I wonder if we have enough of a workforce of genetic counselors and people who know this science to help us all out with this.
Yeah, genetic counselors are the unsung heroes of this whole space. There are about 3,000 to 4,000 genetic counselors in all of North America, which if you think for 300 million plus population, it's absolutely not enough. A career now in genetic counseling, I think, is going to be extremely valuable over the next decade.
When I talk to ethicists about this, they worry about a genetic divide between those who have access to these kind of tests and the kind of precision, personalized medicine that can come out of it and those who don't. Where are we with that now?
The cost of DNA sequencing are coming down so rapidly. We fully expect that within the next 5 years, we'll reach the level where you can get a significant amount of genetic testing for a few hundred dollars. So anybody in a modern healthcare system should have access. And of course, we have to do a good job of showing that we can use that information to actually improve healthcare.